If there are storms in our life, I said that relationship with Krishna will help us find shelter amidst the storms. So is this shelter automatic, or do we have to do something to, some action to do it? Yes. Normally when we talk about surrendering to Krishna, generally we have that quintessential image of Draupadi raising her hands and surrendering. No, yes, that is surrender. But, you know, Krishna told Arjuna, surrender to me. Maam ekam sharanam vraja. And Arjuna, Krishna said in 18.66, and Arjuna in 18.73 says, Karishye vachanam tavo, I will do your will. That means I will surrender. And what does he do after that? He picks up his weapon. So he is fighting. So for Draupadi, in her circumstances, surrendering means raising her hands in helplessness. For Arjuna, in his circumstances, surrender means raising his hands, carry his weapon and fight. So surrender does not necessarily mean not doing anything at all. In fact, if you look at the six characteristics of surrender, that six aspects of surrender that Rupa Goswami talks about, anukulyasya santalpa pratikulyasya vanjana prakshishiti tishvaso koktrutve varnantaka atmanikshita karapanne sharvidaha sharanagati. When he talks about these six characters of surrender, the last four are dispositions. Dependence on Krishna, feeling that I am powerless without Krishna, like that. But the first two are actions. Anukulyasya santalpa, accept the favorable, pratikulyasya vanjana, reject the unfavorable. So surrender is not just a matter of disposition, it's also a matter of action. So when we surrender to Krishna, when we seek shelter in Krishna, that means we do that which enables us to experience Krishna's shelter. By our regular spiritual practices, we develop a relationship with Krishna. And during moments of crisis, we go deeper into that relationship. So we have certain standards forms of devotional service. We chant, we study scripture, we worship the deities, we come in the association of devotees. All these are important. While doing all these, we should also be observing what is it, which limb of bhakti is it that connects me with Krishna strongly? Which limb is it that enables me to feel Krishna's shelter? To experience Krishna's shelter. This is called in the language of Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu as Uddipan. Uddipan is spiritual stimulus that kindles remembrance of Krishna. So for a pure devotee, say everything in Vrindavan, you know, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Keshi Ghat, all these are Uddipan. And they are very exalted levels of Uddipan. That is wonderful. But all of us can also see what are our individual Uddipans. What is it that triggers spiritual emotion, that attracts our heart to Krishna. And we cherish that, we cultivate that. So for example, some devotees may find that singing Vaishnava songs, you know, that helps me feel close to Krishna. Then make it a habit, memorize some songs, whenever we have some time, recite those songs. And take shelter more and more of Krishna in that. And then when some storm comes, anukulyasya sankalpa, do those activities more. Whatever is our Uddipan, expose ourselves more and more to that. And then we will experience the shelter of Krishna. And then with that shelter of Krishna, you know, our head will become clearer, our heart will become calmer. And then what to do practically in that situation, gradually solutions will start emerging. Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yedama Upayanti. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So often, resentment of reality hurts more than reality. Now, I have a problem, but I resent it. Why did this happen? Why did she do like that? Why did he speak like that? Why? That resentment chokes our mental energy. That resentment paralyzes us mentally. And it makes us incapable of doing anything functional. So, it's like suppose a porter is told to carry 10 kg weight. And is going to be paid for carrying 10 kg. And the porter puts 50 more kg on top of that. And is trying to carry it. So it's something which the porter is not going to be paid for. And that weight prevents the porter from carrying what he will be paid for also. So like that, the reality is a problem. It's like a 10 kg weight. But our resentment of the reality is like a 50 kg weight. Which we add on top of it. And that takes away whatever power we have to deal with the situation also. So when we surrender to Krishna, we accept Krishna. Whatever is your will, I will do it. Karishye vachanam tava. So at one level, surrender means to call off our war with reality. To call off our war with reality. That doesn't mean that we are becoming passive. Oh, whatever, anybody tramples on me, anybody exploits me, I just accept it. No, not like that. I just begin with where I am. Where I am. Instead of begin with where I should have been. That if we just stay stuck, oh, I should have been there, I should have been there, I should have been there. And then that prevents us from ever moving there. We stay stuck in that. So by taking shelter of Krishna, we start realizing that often resentment is sucking my mental energy. And then we can avoid that resentment. Okay, this is where I am. Let me see what I can do in this situation. So constructive solutions will start emerging. And practically, so, you know, the spiritual surrender is not a replacement for practical action. It is the foundation for practical action. It is not that by surrendering to Krishna alone, or just by surrendering to Krishna, Arjuna won the war. Surrender was the foundation, and after which he had to fight. And while fighting, he had to use all his archery skills to win the war. But if he had not surrendered, if he had not taken shelter of Krishna, he would not have that foundation, that determination, that confidence to fight. So our ability to tap our ability is enhanced by our spirituality. We have certain abilities to deal with problems. But when we are overwhelmed by resentment and other negative emotions, we can't tap that ability. But when we surrender to Krishna, we develop a spiritual connection with him, then our ability to tap our ability is enhanced by our spirituality. So yes, when we get shelter in the storms, the shelter is, we have to consciously find out what is our Uddipan and take shelter of that Uddipan, and by that our head and heart will become clear, heart will become calmer, and then we have to find out what is the best practical solution by shedding resentment and seeing what I can do from where I am. Yes, please.